This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At this stage, like it was before even a month ago, still too early to tell. You know, we don't know what products are going to be affected. Our tourism products, you know, they're very intangible. They're not a tangible product. With them being so intangible, are they going to be affected? But, you know, who knows with food pricing, you know, are foods going to be affected? Other products that are used within our industry that could raise prices, you know, I think it's still too early to tell, but there could be a snowball effect as this continues on, you know, depending on what products, you know, are going to be impacted by these, you know, pending tariffs.
When it comes to tourism, how likely could we see fewer visitors from Canada to the U.S. side of Niagara Falls?
Well, I think you've already seen that the groundswell and the social impact of this, that, you know, that I think people have been told, try not to travel to the U.S. or don't travel to the U.S., you know, even by their government saying, you know, don't travel, don't support the U.S. And I think that creates, you know, a social groundswell that people could just not travel at all to the U.S. And so that is going to have a lasting impact because it's hard to sometimes, once that groundswell starts, to dispel that groundswell. And so it's, you know, unfortunate, you know, because there are largest inbound international market, not from overseas, of course, but, you know, our friendliest border, you know, our neighbors to the north, and they impact the U.S. greatly when it comes to tourism and spending in the U.S. And so it is one of our largest trading partners, but also one of our largest inbound markets. And that importing and exporting of tourism product is big business and billions of dollars of business to the U.S., not just here, but across all the border to Florida, to many other destinations that Canadians, you know, have a tendency to, you know, travel to and impact on their travels.
How much of Niagara Falls, New York's tourism comes from the Canadian side?
Ours has dropped a lot, and I think it's because even the Canadian government or the Canadian developers and shopping center developers saw that they were losing a lot of business to the U.S. side from outlet shopping and shopping period. So I don't know if it's the Canadian government or shopping center developers or retail developers that really got very smart and over the years have created outlet malls and brought in a lot of U.S. brands into the Canadian market. And so that has impacted us greatly because we were the number one shopping destination. So I said to someone in the last month, we're not being impacted like we used to. We used to be so reliant on the Canadian market in this area. Buffalo is far more reliant and gets impacted greatly because of sports teams, nightlife, some shopping. You know, they still will cross for gas, Wegmans, you know, Target. There are no Targets in the Canadian market. They love Target. They love our TJ Maxx, our Marshalls and Home Goods, et cetera. So we're impacted with that, but it doesn't impact our overnight stays, our hotel stays. We've been able to really build a larger, you know, tourism audience here that is not so Canadian centric or reliant on Canadian market.
You brought up the shopping in Canada with the outlet malls. The dollar is so strong compared, the U.S. dollar is so strong compared to the Canadian dollar. How much of that has already been a deterrent for Canadians?
Very much so. Because it used to be, I was in shopping centers here in Western New York and heavily reliant before my tourism days here, heavily reliant on the Canadian market. we would watch that dollar every day. You know, if it was below 30%, you were okay. If it was below 20, you were really good. If it creeped up between 20 and 30, you started to see an impact. If it was over 30, you started to lose that market significantly. And that's what it's been hovering. What is it, 30 to 40%? You know, they're going to stay home because they used to, Canadians always, I don't want to pay the GST, all the taxes over there, and still come up here and get a cheaper product. Taxes are cheaper. So even with the exchange, there was still money ahead over here in the American market. But with that kind of exchange rate, that does play a psyche into this, or into their psyche, that I no need to cross over. It's more expensive for me to cross over in the United States and shop versus staying home and shopping.
What in your mind is the bigger concern, the tariffs that the U.S. has put on Canada or the U.S. dollar being that much stronger against the Canadian dollar?
I think it's a combination, but I also think it's, you know, it is that negative impact, the psychological negative impact that, you know, here they are friends and allies and we're poking a stick at them. And I think that groundswell, again, of negative perception of Americans and negative perception of traveling into America is going to have an impact. And we may not be impacted greatly here, but our friends in Buffalo, our friends in the Finger Lakes, friends in Rochester, our colleagues all over the country, and our dear friends in Florida, that, you know, snowbirds from Canada flock to Florida. And so this has a bigger impact than just Western New York. This has a big impact across the United States. And what people don't realize, and what happens in these instances, is the taxes that are generated. So, you know, we forget that, and maybe even Trump forgets that there's sales taxes that are generated in these communities, that we start to lose those sales taxes from travel, whether it's shopping, hotel stays, restaurants, et cetera, and they're purchasing while they're in a market. Those sales taxes impact a community greatly. And when you start to lose those sales taxes, that means negative services or less services for a local resident. And so people don't think about that because we're not a tangible product. We're such an intangible product. We're an experience. We don't produce, you know, a car out of a plant. We produce experiences for people to enjoy. And people don't see that a lot of times in the community and see the larging effect that we have on local communities. Those sales tax dollars take care of police force and fire and safety and so forth in our communities. And those sales taxes are vital from travel all across this country. And we're trying to, you know, get that across to our local government officials. But this, on a federal level, you know, we're going to start seeing a negative impact from less travel. And every time we lose a market or a certain percentage of a market, that has a long-lasting effect beyond just, you know, tariffs or whatever. It has a negative impact on a local community. And that's what I'm more worried about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.